Roses are red, violets are blue, and you bet she'll be talking farming with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
It's time again for Checkoff Chat, a program brought to you courtesy of our beef and dairy producers and executed by the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is all about what's happening with your beef checkoff dollars, research, promotion, and education, and by our friends at the Equity Livestock Association. Don't forget, if you're wanting the best price for all of your livestock, check in first with the Equity Co-op. Go to equitycoop.com. In studio with us now is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, and that is our own Tammy Vossen. We're at the end of the calendar year. It's always wise to take a look back at what you got done, what you still have left to work on. And when it comes to our U.S. meat exports, there's always work to be done. There's always good stories that we can share. Tammy, Wisconsin has gotten very engaged in the international movement of meat and what it can mean to our Wisconsin beef producers.
Well, we certainly have, Pam, and over the last 10-plus years, Wisconsin Beef Council has been partnering with the U.S. Meat Export Federation with some of our checkoff dollars that are invested, of course, by our producers here across the state of Wisconsin. And the goal of that is knowing that we've got over 90% of the global population resides outside of our U.S. borders. And we also have foreign consumers who are growing in that middle class status. And when they have that opportunity to have a few extra dollars in their pocket, they start looking to higher quality protein. And U.S. beef, of course, really fits into those dietary needs.
We've talked in the past about trade missions that our Wisconsin beef producers have been involved with to see that story face to face, share their practices. Now, in 2023, you've got some exciting news in cooperation with the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
Well, we certainly do. We are fortunate to have received one of the Ag Export Expansion Grants that were offered here in Wisconsin through our Department of Agriculture. And so we've kind of got actually a four-pronged approach over the next 2 years, really, to help educate consumers in foreign markets about the high-quality product that we're raising here in the state of Wisconsin. So just a couple of those approaches that we'll be tackling here in this next year. Number one is we've got a video called Wisconsin Way that really is a baseline education for a consumer about how beef is raised in our state. It talks about the diversity of Wisconsin beef production, how it may come from dairy breeds, but also our native beef breeds. And then it, of course, covers the true dedication of our farmers day in and day out to care for the animals, the environment, how they're working on practices to become more and more sustainable every day. And then tying back into that, the family values of beef production and how you've got multiple generations on our farms here. Long way to come around the back door. We are actually in the process of having that video translated into four different languages right now. So Chinese, Japanese, Arabic, and Spanish. So that will allow our partners, be it the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Department of Agriculture, some of our current processors who are exporting beef, to share the story about how our product is raised here.
And we found out by visiting with some of those buyers and going to some of their trade shows, that story really resonates with them. It's something that many of them completely clueless about. They don't know much about Wisconsin, maybe a dot on the map. So bringing those stories, bringing those faces to those, not only consumers, but buyers, pays dividends. Now, you mentioned that's just kind of the first step of how you're planning for the execution of these monies. What else are you thinking about, Tammy?
Yeah, so this next year, a couple of other areas that we're currently working through right now. One would be to provide an educational program for our mid-size meat processors in our state. So we're currently in conversation with the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors to see about offering an educational program either at their convention or at some other time throughout 2023 that we could help them understand what it takes to export. We know we've had a lot of investment or coming investments into our meat processing community here across the state. So how can we leverage that and provide them with more markets to explore as well? And then we'll also be bringing a trade group to Wisconsin probably next spring to, again, give them that deeper dive into how our product is raised. Let them really talk to our beef farmers here in the state. And then, of course, through partnership with our processors, you know, showcase the high quality product that is available for them to import into those countries.
Well, and the other thing I always like to point out when it comes to our international partnership, and again, Tammy Voss in studio with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, is that what we think of as high value cuts in our lives may not be the high value cuts some of our international customers are looking for. And that in turn pays dividends to our Wisconsin beef producers.
Yeah, it really does. And I actually looked this up before I came in this morning, Pam. And some of the statistics that we have is, you know, per head, if Japan is our number one market for beef tongues. And so on a per head basis, we're adding they're paying $12.20 a pound for a beef tongue. And so we've got all of those other variety meats from tripe to, you know, even some of our cuts like the skirt steak and others that are really seeing a lot of movement and demand in those foreign markets that you and I aren't going to be serving those here for Christmas dinner. But those families, those are delicacies in their countries. And so they're willing to pay that extra dollar over what we would receive if it were to stay here in the U.S.
And again, just another example of how your beef checkoff dollars are working for you, returning that money back to you as your investment. Again, if you want to find out more about any of this, or I'm sure those videos will be posted, go to beeftips.com. Also a wonderful place to take a look at fantastic recipes. If you want to hear the story of how beef is raised, it's all right there, beeftips.com, or on social media, Wisconsin Beef Council. Happy to be a part of your conversation. And like I said, I don't want people thinking, Tammy, that 2023 is suddenly a new year as far as direction. How many years have you guys been working in Central America, going down there, bringing them up here? That's just one example of how Wisconsin has tried to take a lead in starting those conversations.
Yeah, I've been looking back at that, and it has been more than 10 years that Wisconsin Beef Council has been partnering with USMEF and really having that focus on Central America. And over the last 10 years, we've also had trade deals that have been implemented where it has really brought those duties of our U.S. beef going into those countries basically down to zero. So that captures value for our product in those countries. And again, it has resulted in a 22% increase in beef, U.S. beef going to Central America.
And that, again, is another perfect example of your beef checkoff dollars at work. Again, Tammy Vossen in studio with us, laying out some of the goals that they've got for some of that grant money that they've received through our Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, to try to move your product from our borders to markets beyond U.S. borders. Exciting time to see how, as people's earned incomes or available cash goes up in other areas of the world, they turn to the U.S. for beef. Find out more about how your beef checkoff dollars are being spent. And remember, dairy producers, that involves you too. Go to beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Tammy Vossen in studio with us. Checkoff Chats, again, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and our partnership with Equity Cooperative Livestock. Remember, for all the value in the meat and milk and dairy that you produce, check out what's going on with Equity Co-op and find your best market price there. Equity Co-op. And that is Checkoff Chats with Tammy Vossen.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.